With WXPR News, I'm John Burton reporting. 2026 brings several new housing development projects to Oneida County. They'll help chip away at the county's need for roughly 1,400 more units by 2030. WXPR's Katie Thorson reports.
Three housing developments are planned for 2026, according to Oneida County Economic Development Corporation Executive Director Tony Farrow. There's a 112-unit housing development that broke ground already in Minocqua, a 48-unit 55 and older development that's set to break ground in Rhinelander this spring, and an 8-unit workforce housing development in Woodruff that recently received an $822,000 WIDA loan from the state. Farrow says it's being built in connection with Hampton Inn.
Before the Hampton Inn gets built, we're putting 8 workforce units on property. So from what I understand, the goal would be is to even have those done. And so people that were workers that were working on the hotel would be able to live in those workforce units. And then after the hotel was built, they would have housing available for employees that they hired at the hotel.
Farrow says one of the biggest challenges facing new housing developments in Oneida County is the lack of infrastructure, like getting water and sewer connections. WIDA loans like the one the Woodruff Project received can help get over that hurdle. In addition to these projects, Farrow says he's hoping to announce a couple more soon.
We have a developer that's really working on trying to find some affordable ways to put single-family houses, you know, 2 bedrooms, 3 bedrooms, 2 baths, and try to keep it in a price range where people in the manufacturing world can afford to buy those houses.
Farrow does caution that what's considered affordable housing is not what it used to be. He says there's no going back to pre-pandemic price ranges.
And we can't ask a developer to do a project and lose money. And so they're just charging based on supply of what lumber costs and what supplies cost. And the same markup they made before COVID is what they're looking to make now. And it just costs more. And unfortunately, I don't know any way we can change that at the present time because cost of goods have just went up.
A 2025 housing study found that Oneida County needs about 200 more rental units and 1,200 owner-occupied units in the next 4 years. For WXPR News, I'm Katie Thorson.
There will be no Eagle River ice castle this year. The rain and warm-up around Christmas created a layer of slush on many lakes in the area, including Silver Lake, where the fire department pulls the ice blocks from. The Eagle River Fire Department says while that layer of slush did freeze, they'd have to shave it off to ensure the ice blocks were strong enough. With that, the blocks would be too small to build. Last year was the first time in 3 years conditions allowed for the ice castle to be built. Getting in better shape can be a resolution for a lot of people as the new year gets underway. Aspirus athletic trainer Colin Barker says to be realistic about your goals.
People start out with a new workout routine who maybe haven't exercised in a long time or haven't been doing quite the same thing, and then they set too high of expectations or they try to do too much too early, and that's a great way to get injured.
Barker says to start your exercise routine with a proper warm-up.
Too many people, I think, might just go into the gym and step on the treadmill for 5 minutes and call that a warm-up. But a warm-up should be helping you set up for the exercise and the workout that you're going to do.
Barker encourages people to listen closely to their bodies. He says soreness that lasts 24 to 48 hours is normal, but pain that interferes with daily activities may signal a need for evaluation by a professional. Support for local health coverage on WXPR is brought to you in part by a grant from the Rhinelander Health Foundation. A popular Medford restaurant has been destroyed in a fire. Medford area firefighters were dispatched to Rocky's Cozy Kitchen around 8:30 Sunday evening. The owner of the restaurant was rushed to the hospital by an ambulance and is currently in Madison receiving care. Firefighters battled the flames for hours in freezing temperatures with assistance from the Stetsonville Fire Company. The fire was finally contained around 5 Monday morning, but just hours later, crews were called back to the scene for a rekindle. A GoFundMe page was started to help Rocky Mantic while he recovers from his injuries, raising over $11,000 already. The fundraising page says he is receiving care in a burn unit for inhalation injuries. This story is courtesy of WAOW Television. Hemp farmers across the U.S. warn a federal ban on products containing hemp-based THC could wipe out their industry. Catherine Carley reports.
A provision within the federal spending bill passed to end the recent government shutdown recriminalizes the majority of hemp-based products, including popular gummies and drinks. Jonathan Miller, general counsel of the U.S. Hemp Roundtable, says the industry needs proper regulation, not what he calls misguided prohibition.
This would throw the baby out with the bathwater. It would not only ban bad actor products, but 95% of the industry. And that's why we have been pushing for almost a decade for robust regulation of hemp products.
Miller says his industry has a year to help Congress better understand how to regulate hemp before the ban goes into effect. President Donald Trump signed an executive order which not only reclassifies marijuana as a less dangerous drug, but urges lawmakers to ensure the public's continued access to hemp-derived products. I'm Catherine Carley.
Peter Fagan is stepping down as the Milwaukee Bucks president after a 12-season run overseeing the team's business operations. Josh Glessing will be taking over for Fagan. The two will be working together over the next 2 months while the transition takes place. For WXPR News, I'm John Burton reporting.